Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things wisdom and well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up? Like a little inner critic is always there, judging every move you make? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. But what if I told you there's a powerful philosophy, an ancient toolkit, that can help you turn that inner critic into your biggest cheerleader? Welcome to Wisdom Warriors, where we dive deep into time-tested practices to build mental strength and navigate the crazy world we live in. Today, we're tackling a superpower many of us crave. Self-compassion. It's not about being soft or letting things slide, it's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and acceptance you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. And guess what? Stoicism, that philosophy often associated with stoic poker faces and unwavering resilience, actually has some incredible wisdom to share on this topic. Let's break down 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can help you cultivate genuine self-compassion. First up, accept your humanness. Stoics believed in living in accordance with nature, which means embracing the imperfections that come with being human. We're all going to make mistakes, have setbacks, and experience moments of weakness. It's part of the journey. Instead of berating yourself for these imperfections, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Think of it like this. You wouldn't scold a plant for wilting in the sun, right? You'd adjust its position or give it some water. Treat yourself with that same level of understanding. Next, focus on what's within your control. This is a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy. We can't control everything that happens to us. Think unexpected traffic jams, spilled coffee, or that annoying coworker who steals the last donut. But we can control our reactions to these events. When you find yourself getting caught up in frustration or anger, remember this. Your emotions are a choice. You choose how you respond to the situation. Take a deep breath. Center yourself and respond with calmness and clarity instead of letting those negative emotions take over. Third, practice self-reflection. Stoics believed in regularly examining their thoughts, beliefs, and actions. This isn't about dwelling on past mistakes or getting lost in negativity. It's about gaining self-awareness so you can identify patterns, understand your triggers, and make conscious choices that align with your values. Take some time each day to reflect on your experiences. What are you grateful for? What could have gone better? What lessons can you learn? Fourth, cultivate gratitude. This one is powerful. Stoics understood the importance of appreciating the good things in life, no matter how small. By focusing on what you have rather than what you lack, you shift your perspective and create a more positive emotional state. Take a moment each day to express gratitude for the people in your life, your health, your experiences, even a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning. Finally, remember that you are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. This is a big one. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions or being emotionless. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and choosing how to respond in a healthy way. Don't hesitate to seek support from loved ones, friends, or even a therapist when you need it. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now let me tell you a quick story. Picture this. You're giving a presentation at work, and you totally bomb it. You stammer, you forget your points, you feel like the entire room is judging you. Your inner critic starts screaming, "What an idiot, I'll never be able to do anything right." But hold on a second. What would a Stoic do in this situation? First, they'd acknowledge their feelings. Yeah, that was rough. Then, they'd focus on what they could control, how they respond to the feedback, and how they prepare for next time. They'd take those notes, learn from the experience, and move forward with a renewed sense of determination. No more beating yourself up. Remember these key takeaways. Accept your humanness, focus on what you can control, practice self-reflection, cultivate gratitude, and know that you are worthy of love and compassion. So there you have it, folks. Stoicism isn't just about stoic faces and unwavering resilience, it's a powerful tool for cultivating self-compassion and building mental strength. Take these insights to heart, start practicing them today, and watch how your inner critic transforms into your biggest cheerleader. If this resonated with you, share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of Stoic wisdom. And let me know in the comments what other challenges you'd like us to tackle. Until next time, keep being amazing, Wisdom Warriors.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.